welcome to another eye-opening episode of
Revealing the Truth About Islam,
the show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam,
exposing the life of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran.
It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dekdar.
And hello, and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's your son of Exodus 9:17 of the year of our Lord 2022. I love it when you hear the word expert, man. How can you be expert in Islam when the expert on Islam knew nothing about Islam?
Pretty good. You know, that's what we were kind of laughing about earlier. We were just talking earlier about how Muslim imams will open their church, their Quran. I'm sorry, their mosque, and they'll invite people to come, but then they don't have answers when people actually ask intelligent questions. I like the one where you can simply ask them, is Allah the God of perhaps? Yeah, we just having to restart. Yeah. If she could, I can't log out, but I just.
No, just think of
it.Eah.
Yeah. So the Muslim leaders, and I'm not talking about these, I'm talking about the scholars of Islam. Think about it. Ibn Kathir, Al-Qurtubi, Al-Jalayn. When you hear the word scholar, you may think it's not like the expert. Scholar, the top of the line. But when you study their writing, today I was working on this, my Redibok test with Eastern White on the study of the embryology. Remember, we did the study together. And these girls are telling me, literally are telling me, that thing inside the mother womb, they move from nutfa to fluid, to water, to blood, for a whole, not to fluid for a month, to blood for a whole month, sorry, 40 days, for a month, 40 days! To a piece of meat with no shame or fault and no life for another 40 days. 100%. How in the world are you going to listen to an idiot like that and you call him a cop? Imagine you're going to take your wife to see the doctor. And the doctor will tell you, oh, we're going to take care of your wife. We're the best doctor. We're going to take care of the baby. By the way, it's been only 140 days and it's not a baby yet. It's just a piece of meat inside her womb. We're talking about 17 weeks, Brother Paul. 17 weeks, and the God will tell you it's nothing. How in the world are you going to take your wife to that doctor? Are you out of your mind? You want to lose your wife and the baby? Are you there, Paul?
Yes. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, if you think something can live inside you, the word is live, and have no life, something's wrong.
I don't want to be associated with those so-called Muslim scholars who know nothing about life. L-I-F-E. If you know nothing about life, I don't want to be associated with you. Anyway, so just get myself humble myself. I don't want to be arrogant. That's most of you arrogant people. I don't know what happened to Chris.
Yeah, I'm just talking with her now, so.
What is wrong with her? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay. I think she's just tired. She's been doing a lot of moving, so. Yeah, that's not something I would wish on anyone.
I don't want to be moving to that at least ten or five times come to work. Or hire somebody to do it. Let's move on. Mr. Expert, second expert of the show of time. You are my producer and my co-host, and you must be an expert. If I am, I'm a co-host.
Technically, expert on civilization jihad. But other than that, nothing. Not much. I do what I can. I have a couple interesting stories. One, let's see. Let's start with this one from Egypt. That's so this one comes from Front Page Magazine. I'm going to throw the link in the chat room. And let's get that in there. Here we go. I like Front Page Magazine. It's called The Tragic Story of Baby Shenouda. Egypt sees his adopted child from his Christian parents and sends him to an orphanage owned by Rabbi Ibrahim. It came out on the 14th. And he said this article first appeared in Coptic Solidarity. Another tragic story surrounding a Christian household has just surfaced from Egypt. 4 years ago, a Coptic priest heard cries emanating from inside his empty church. He located its source only to discover a newborn baby boy apparently abandoned by a mother who bore him out of wedlock. The priest entrusted the newborn baby to a childless pious couple. Well, pious is a word for faithful. Couple from his congregation. Considering that they had been praying to God for 29 years to give them a child, they joyously embraced the boy as their own and baptized and named him Shanuda, a popular Coptic name. Again, people who don't know, a Coptic means there, okay, including of the current Pope's predecessor. For the next 4 years, everything went well. The boy, known among the congregation as Baby Shanuda, was the pride and joy of his adopted parents' life, seeing him as a miracle child, a gift from God. They spared no care and expense on his upbringing. Despite his young age, they even managed to teach him the alphabet as well as several biblical verses that he memorized in connection with every letter. Then the Egyptian state learned about this otherwise happy development. Because Egyptian law does not allow for adoption, the four-year-old child was seized from his loving parents' arms to cries of mama, papa, and sent to an orphanage. The police, the Ministry of Social Affairs, and the Family Status Court, based on their decision to seize the child on one thing, because the religious affiliation of Shanuda's biological parents is unknown, he must be considered Muslim.
Don't you love the severity of Allah and the foolishness of Muhammad? And if his mama is a Muslim lady, if his mom is a Muslim lady, why in the world should she put the baby in a church? Does it make any sense?
Yeah. You know, what kills me is they went so far as to go back and reissue a birth certificate and mark him as Muslim under religion. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to get, from the moment the state sees the child until now, the adoptive parents have been in tears, or to quote a recent interview, living in hell. They pled with the state to have the child return. After sobbing, explaining the interview, how her heart leapt with joy when she first heard of say mama. Now they're, it sounds like everything's falling on deaf ears. All they can do is pray, and they're asking people to pray. Yes. Orphanages with Islam, everything I learn about Islam and orphanages is that's the place no money really goes.
We've got plenty of women in Egypt who have children like that. And they're all good with it. But somehow they're in Egypt. I mean, even the woman who was married to her husband in the Muslim country of Egypt, where the children go? They go to the street. The Muslim men are not responsible for it. They know how to make women by marriage or if you're married for fun or real marriage, whatever type of marriage. And guess what? A man has 20, 50 babies. How in the world, in a poor country like Egypt, when a man makes literally $20 a day, he will take care of 10 kids or 20 kids. But Muslims believe. Muslims believe. They take care of it. You don't have an abortion. I said, no. After 120 days. We talked about that in our study of embryology. Number two, you don't worry about where the money comes from to feed your baby. Yes, continue to have babies. Don't you dare stop having babies. Don't use any way, any shape, or any form of being involved with your wife without to protect her from getting pregnant. That's unacceptable. It is not just a sin. It's a crime.